more on banking or the lack of banking in housing in minority communities later in the hour. But first, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a new study on cell phones and brains. There's a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association that says that 50 minutes of cell phone use can alter our brain activity. More about what that means in about 5 minutes. But we've already gotten this conversation started with you, the listener. Are you worried about how much cell phone use might affect your health?
John Paul from the Detroit area of Michigan. Whether or not cell phones might cause brain tumors, I can't imagine it's so severe that it's going to be a problem. I'd have to just say it's the cost of doing business.
Oh, John Paul, a brain tumor, the cost of doing business. Well, some of our listeners actually had suggestions, practical suggestions on how to avoid these dangers. A listener in Denver texts, "Somewhat, the more technology increases, the more we're susceptible to these things. I try to use an earpiece instead of putting my phone to my face." And Gary in Miami Beach, Florida says, "Our IT person said to use a wired earpiece. When using a cell phone, we must keep it away from our body."
Whether or not cell phones do affect our brains, our listeners are using their own phones to come up with some funny responses. Scott in Miami sends us a text, "Hey, I think the problem with Americans is that they do not get enough brain activity." Good point. And a listener in Salt Lake City says, "No, I don't think cell phones affect our brains, but it's because my brain is used to being active anyway." Okay. Well,
like
Jenny posts. Jenny posts something
to be a genius.
Maybe the cell phone is just helping with that, right? Well, Jenny posted to the Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway. "Inducing brain activity has been the topic of dozens of published research papers in the last year alone. It's been examined as a possible treatment modality for depression, anxiety, Parkinson's, even addiction. It's clear we'll need more information than a single study can provide before we can make any definitive conclusions about long-term health effects." And Jenny from Facebook, that is precisely what we're going to be talking about next. Increased brain activity from cell phone use, is it a danger? Can we even know from this study? Stay tuned.